أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we will talk about two attributes of Allah سبحانه وتعالى العزيز الحكيم The Almighty, the All-Wise. Allah, the one and only God, is the Almighty and the All-Wise. He is not only the Almighty and All-Wise, but the truth is that He alone is Almighty and All-Wise. The Arabic word Aziz signifies a mighty and powerful being whose decrees cannot be prevented by any power in the world from being enforced, whom no one can oppose and resist, who has to be obeyed by everyone, whether one likes it or not, whose rebel cannot escape his accountability and punishment in any way. And Hakim signifies that whatever he does it wisely. His creation, his administration and rule, His commands and guidance all are based on wisdom. None of His works is tarnished by any trace of folly or ignorance. There is another fine point here which one should fully understand. Seldom in the Quran has Allah's attribute of Aziz, Almighty, been accompanied by His attributes of being Qawi, strong, Muqtadir, powerful, Jabir, omnipotent, Duntiqan, avenger, and the like, which only signify these attributes, only signify His absolute power. And this has been so only in places where the context demanded that the wicked and disobedient be warned of Allah's relentless punishment. Apart from such few places, wherever the word Aziz has been used for Allah, it has everywhere been accompanied by one or other of His attributes of being Hakim, Wise, Alim, Noor, Rahim, Merciful, Ghafoor, Forgiving, Wahhab, Generous, and Hamid, Praiseworthy. The reason is that if a being who wields unlimited power is at the same time foolish, ignorant, unforgiving, as well as stingy and devoid of character, its power and authority cannot but lead to injustice and wickedness. Thus, wherever injustice and wickedness is being committed in the world, it is only because the one who wields authority over others is either using his power unwisely and foolishly, or he is merciless and hard-hearted, evil-minded and wicked. Wherever power is coupled with these evil traits of character, no good can be expected to result. That's why in the Holy Quran, Allah's attribute of Aziz has necessarily been accompanied by His attributes of being all-wise and knowing, compassionate and forgiving, praiseworthy and generous, so that man may know that God, who is ruling this universe, has on the one hand such absolute power that no one from the earth to the heavens can prevent His decrees from being enforced. But on the other hand, He is also wise. His each decision is based on perfect wisdom. He is also all-knowing. Whatever decision He makes, it is precisely according to knowledge. He is also compassionate. He does not use infinite power mercilessly. He is forgiving as well. He does not punish His creatures for trifling faults, but overlooks their errors. He is also generous. He does not treat His subjects stingily, but liberally and benevolently. and is also praiseworthy. He combines in himself all praiseworthy virtues and excellences. The full importance of this statement of the Holy Quran can be better understood by those people who are aware of the discussions of the philosophy of politics and law on the question of sovereignty. Sovereignty connotes that the one who possesses it should wield unlimited power. There should be no internal and external power to change or modify his decision or prevent it from being enforced, and none should have any alternative but to obey him. At the mere concept of this infinite and unlimited power, man's common sense necessarily demands that whoever attains to such power should be faultless and perfect in knowledge and wisdom. For if the one holding this power is ignorant, merciless, evil, his sovereignty will inevitably lead to wickedness and corruption. That's why the philosophers who regarded a single man or a man-made institution or an assembly of men as the holder of this power have had to presume that he or it would be infallible. But obviously, neither can unlimited sovereignty be actually attained by a human power, nor is it possible for a king or a parliament or a nation or a party that it may use the sovereignty attained by it in a limited circle, faultlessly and harmlessly. The reason is the wisdom that is wholly free of every trace of folly, and the knowledge that fully comprehends all the related truths is not at all possessed even by entire mankind, not to speak of its being attained by an individual or an institution or a nation. Likewise, as long as man is man, his being wholly free of and above selfishness, sensuality, fear, greed, desires, prejudice, and sentimental love, anger and hate is also not possible. If a person ponders over these truths, he will realize that the Quran is indeed presenting here a correct and perfect view of sovereignty. It says that no one except Allah in this universe is possessor of absolute power. And with this unlimited power, he alone is faultless, all-wise, all-knowing, compassionate and forgiving, praiseworthy, and generous in his dealings with his subjects. صدق الله العلي العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بآياته والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر الرؤوف الرحيم